The rise in COVID-19 infections in children, raising concerns about a potential surge of COVID variants.
If you look what's happening in Michigan and Minnesota and Massachusetts, for example, you're seeing outbreaks in schools and infections in social cohorts that haven't been exposed to the virus before. Maybe we're doing a better job sheltering. Now they're out and about getting exposed to the virus and they're getting infected. So the infection is changing its contours in terms of who's being stricken by it right now.
In earlier surges, children played a minor role in transmitting the virus. And if they were diagnosed with COVID-19, the majority only had mild symptoms. This new development has some questioning school reopenings.
I think the schools can be made more safe, and I think the benefits of being in school outweigh the risks. But we need to be cognizant of the fact that schools are a risk factor. Children are vulnerable to the infection, and that the schools can become focal points for community spread if we're not careful.
Also this weekend, a new vaccine record reported by the CDC. More than 4 million doses were given in a 24-hour period. The White House COVID-19 data director celebrating the news on Twitter. But with each triumph comes new challenges. Federal officials worry about public confidence in the vaccine after a mix-up at a Baltimore facility that ruined 15 million doses. It was manufacturing both the Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca vaccines and mixed up the ingredients. The Biden administration has now put Johnson & Johnson in charge of that plant. Several states are reporting a rise in cases, including concentrations in the Midwest, Northeast, and Florida. One potential reason for the spike, people taking vacations for spring break or to celebrate Easter and Passover. The TSA reported more than 1.4 million people passed through the airport checkpoints across the country yesterday and more than 1.5 million Friday. Meanwhile, the CDC offering mixed messages about travel, advising people to stay home for Easter and to remain socially distant. At the same time, saying Americans who are fully vaccinated can feel safe to travel. Other health experts caution that the pandemic isn't over yet, and no vaccine is 100% effective.
When you get vaccinated, it's like buying a fireproof suit that works 90 to 95% of the time, but it doesn't work all the time. So why want to walk into a big fire if you don't have to?
The CDC not just clearing Americans for domestic travel, but international travel as well. This despite the fact that several countries, including France and Italy, have imposed new lockdowns as cases and new variants are on the rise.
We really are in a Category 5 hurricane status with regard to the rest of the world. At this point, we will see in the next 2 weeks the highest number of cases reported globally since the beginning of the pandemic. In terms of the United States, we're just at the beginning of this surge.
Janelle Ford, News Nation.